This is US 99.
Drew, it's Cody. How are you?
Cody Whitehair. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you?
Good. You feeling all right?
I feel great.
Are you okay that we're supposed to get snow for the first time tomorrow?
I can't wait.
You sound really enthusiastic about that.
Yep, I love it.
You know I'm a fan. You know I love what you do. And you're a fan of country music. Who are you loving on lately? Whose music can you not get enough of that your wife says, stop playing it so much in the car, please?
I think it's Luke Combs right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You know he's playing our US 99 Stars and Strings Veterans Day show this week.
That's what, next Wednesday?
It's actually tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I figured you would be front row tonight.
Well, I would be if we weren't preparing for the Lions, that's for sure.
I was going to say, Coach Matt is like, yeah, buddy, I need you in bed at 7 o'clock. What time's the concert?
For sure.
And this is one of your favorite weeks as a member of the Bears organization. Salute to service. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's obviously, dear to me, coming from a military family, with grandparents that have served our country and, you know, also all the rest of the veterans that have served our country and are able to fight for us to do what we love to do, you know, and for our freedom over here. So it's a special time for us in the NFL to recognize those veterans.
And I love that the game for the Lions on Sunday actually falls on Veterans Day, the actual day this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What better way to do it than to play a division opponent in Soldier Field? You know, I just think it's awesome for us to be home on that special day.
Can you give us a little hint of anything you have planned that day? I know it's always special for the Salute to Service Week, but actually having it on the day, I think it just adds to the moment.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm sure they'll do some special events at Soldier Field. You know, but me personally, I'll be, you know, rocking the camo as well.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of thing. So, like you said, very special day for to actually be Veterans Day on a Sunday and in Soldier Field.
I had the rare opportunity to be on the field earlier this year. I was one of only two people on the field during the warmups wearing the number 65 Cody Whitehair jersey. Who was the other person? You should know this instantly.
It could have been Mitch's brother.
It was Mitch's brother.
Yeah,
so he's in the corner at the tunnel. And you're going up for pictures, working my way around, and you do like a little smile selfie, and I'm like, Cody! And you're already gone.
Dang it. I wish I would have got you.
I know. And what most people don't know is that on TV, you guys look like normal people, but you're actually 8'5" tall in person, right?
You're something like that.
No, it was a great game, and there's so much excitement about the Bears at the midway of the season, 5-3, and just the energy of Mitch and you guys all working together and having a new coach and just the momentum going into the back half of the season.
Yeah, it's been the last couple of weeks have been great. Two wins that were big for us. You know, going into a division opponent in the Detroit Lions, our offense is just growing each and every day, and our defense is playing at such a high level. You know, and our special teams has done some great things as well.
Yep.
So we're all really playing very well together. And, you know, what better time, you know, to really start playing at a high level other than the start of the division. So, we're really looking forward to it. We got three division opponents, but we're really focused on the Detroit Lions this week.
And with all the trick plays that Coach Matt has been putting in, when do we see Cody Whitehair in a wideout or throwing a touchdown pass?
We hope that's this week, but we'll see.
I maybe just revealed something I wasn't supposed to say.
Yeah, right.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I know it's very dear to you, you just helped the gang, the whole team, kick off the 30th annual Chicago Bears Coat Drive presented by Jewel Osco. Is that going on all month?
Yes, it is, all month. With the winters being so brutal here in Chicago, and we paired up with Jewel Osco and, you know, the Salvation Army. People from there were here yesterday, and we did a little press conference to kick that off. But, we just encourage everybody, donate a coat, and you can donate those at the local Jewel Osco's. I'm sure there's boxes that say Coat Drive, and you can always donate a coat there too. So any help is appreciated.
Well, we always love you taking the time to chat with us and catch up, and you're one of our few country music ambassadors for the Bears, which we love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we wish you all the success this weekend, and I'm telling you, every year we talk about this, Cody, because you're Rookie of the Year 2016. Here we are in 2018. I'm wearing your jersey. One of these days I'm going to get the Cody Whitehair selfie.
Awesome. I love it, Drew.
Have a great day, pal. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Drew. See ya.
Cody Whitehair, number 65, your star center for the Chicago Bears with US 99.